This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Baron.
And Chris.
Baron Swearingen, former president of the Free State Project.
Good to be here.
I'm just trying to get people set for who it is you are. I've been trying
to
get
strange
you...
man who's that never mans the mic.
I've been trying to get you on the air for years and years, and finally been able to do it tonight. So thanks for coming on, Baron.
I'm glad to be here.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We're going to be going through Trump's plans for his first 100 days, and man, you look at this list. He's got a lot of things to do.
Can I just say that the first campaign promise to be broken will be all the things he said I'm going to do the first day?
Day one. Obviously can't do that.
Yeah.
But there are some things he can do unilaterally, and Varen will let us know what those are. Let's go to Charlie calling in from Arizona. Listen to K-Talks. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
What's going on?
I wasn't sure if I'd have time to call in, so I left a message. You, Mark, were curious about what happened with the Philippines and Korea, and I believe Theron's probably read this book, but it's The Imperial Cruise. Let's see, where did this go here?
What? You got to set this up. The Filipinos in Korea? I'm not entirely sure what we're talking about.
Okay. Well, yeah, if you want a history of it, it's the title of the book is The Imperial Cruise, A Secret History of Empire and War by James Bradley. But it's very thorough. But my comment that I wanted to make is it wouldn't matter if Hitler had been elected. People are missing the whole point. It is the Congress. They have, what, a single to a double-digit approval rating?
It's rare that they touch double digits.
I think they're in the teens right now.
Yeah, I mean, Congress could be...
job like that. They're the ones that are supposed to be overseeing this and making the laws and seeing that these things don't happen. And so they're, you know, unless they pass an enabling act, burn the Congress down and pass an enabling act,
that's an allusion to what Hitler did.
But that's just another man.
And when Hitler burned the Reichstag and then, you know, said, I don't know how that happened. And he got all kinds of extra powers. And then the one thing, people say that Hitler got elected. He didn't get elected in Germany. He was appointed. But it's my understanding that Austria elected, had a, you know, referendum to be basically annexed to Germany, and it was like 98%.
Yeah.
So you can certainly claim that Hitler's Germany.
It was reversed from that. Germany and the Austros, they annexed Austria. He wanted his birthplace. So they elected him. You know, Hindenburg, set him up, and Hindenburg died, then they had that. I mean, he was elected, but it's the Congress. People seem to get that.
With such a low approval rating, it seems like one of Donald Trump's action items might be popular, at least with a lot of Americans.
What's that?
Term limits.
Fire all of them?
Yeah, term limit them all out, and he says that's something that he's going to do on day one is propose a constitutional amendment to do that.
He can propose it on day one.
Drain the swamp.
Well, that's it. He can propose a lot of things, but... it is the Congress, these idiots that are running around burning stuff. And I mean,
well, the states would have to ratify a constitutional amendment.
Oh, of course. I mean, and con is a dangerous thing.
Agreed.
No, it really is.
I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about an amendment.
Anything that's proposed to the CONCON still has to be ratified by states. It's not dangerous. It's
the constitutional convention that opens up the whole Constitution, that's dangerous.
Because it won't change anything that's not ratified by states. States would have to ratify each position. So a CONCON that has all kinds of ludicrous, crazy stuff is still not a terrible thing because each provision would have to be ratified by
states. Right. But still the concern. concern is we have seen how easy it is to corrupt states, just like it is to corrupt the federal government. With enough effort, could that be done?
You're not going to get medicines of civil right or anything through three quarters of the states. Not going to happen. You can see that.
But term limits might.
Not going to happen in New
Hampshire.
Term limits would.
That was yours.
Thanks for the call, Charlie. Appreciate it.
You bet.
855-450-3733. Let's go to Nathan calling in on Skype. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, guys. Actually, you could probably find that there was somewhere on the internet, like the revised Constitution or something like that. It was like some professor wrote a, you know, a wish fulfillment Constitution or something. I think it had like universal health care.
Sure. It looks like the UN.
But were there ponies?
I don't think there were ponies. I didn't read the whole document, though.
Then it's not good enough.
It's not good enough. Mandatory toothbrushing for everyone.
Yeah, but where are you going to afford the toothpaste? So Mark brought up something the other week that he read a book, and this book is by Charles Dickens. And
Tale of Two
Cities. I decided to go out. Well, I've read that, too, but I think you're talking about a different one. Okay. Great Expectations.
Great Expectations. Okay.
And I went to the library and read the first 50 or 60 pages of this book, and I'm curious. I want to know more. What about it made you not want to continue reading?
Because I read Dickens' writing style, basically. If I get bored with a book, and my goal was to read the classics. I wanted to be able to, when somebody mentioned, you know, first off, I want to be able to handle, you know, who are these Greek gods that people talk about? Who are these Roman gods? I want to be able to, you know, to hit on the major stories. I want to know who Sisyphus is and these sorts of things. Remember, I'm in prison for 9 years. I got some time. And then when people started talking about the classics, now I never got through Dante's Inferno, but there were several of them that were, you know, that I made it right through. You know, Three Musketeers, man, I love that. I can't even remember some of them that are, you know, sitting on the top.
Alexander Dumas is very very easy to get through.
Right. Well, you know what? What I got through was the pop fiction of the time. Those are the things that I enjoyed, and were great. Solzhenitsyn, and you know that kind of crap. No, I wasn't. You know, not a single Russian author. The only thing I've ever got.
Dostoevsky, come on.
No, was Tolstoy's The Kingdom of God is Within You, and it's only because it was on audiobook. That rambling diatribe of his, it wasn't War and Peace, that's for sure, and I couldn't put up with that either. So I made it through some, I didn't make it through others, and it's basically the writing styles, how complicated they are and how boring they are.
Is it a certain dryness of the humor? Yeah. Like, because I'm thinking back to what I read, it's almost like reading FDR fan fiction with, you know, these horrible people, horrible parents, horrible step parents.
The guy was an ideologue, right? He was essentially a socialist ideologue, and I respect him for the time that he was in. It was very avant-garde stuff. He was a thinker and that sort of thing, but. I didn't enjoy The Jungle either. It was much shorter. I don't want to hear these people's ideological ramblings. I did make it through Fountainhead. I didn't make it through
Atlas Shrugged.
Right. I have a confession. Yeah. I have never read a book of Rand.
Really? Nothing. I read Anthem. It's much shorter. I enjoyed Fountainhead. I didn't.
I haven't read Anthem, and I've read Atlas Shrugged, and I've read The Fountainhead repeatedly.
Yeah, Anthem's short. Yeah.
I think I'm like a heretic.
It's pretty close.
Well, I can't say this. If anyone does want to continue reading Charles Dickens, the little boy does get out of the house by page 70.
Spoiler, come on, man.
Spoiler alert.
Two-century spoiler. Thanks for the call, Nathan. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Trey calling in from Louisiana. Trey, you're on Free Talk Live. Trey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can you hear me? Sir?
Gotcha.
Yes, sir. I was just wanting to speak about the election and the AMP program.
Go right ahead.
I was wanting to say, you know, where was all these Trump anti-protesters whenever Bernie Mac was getting screwed, you know, by Hillary in the primaries?
Right. Were they, indeed?
Know, that's
well,
what I'd
probably
like
Hillary to supporters. Our cheater didn't cheat hard enough.
No, it's a good point. I mean, there were a lot of people very, very upset at how that ended up.
They're not upset because Trump was elected, I don't think, unfairly. They're upset that Trump was elected.
Period.
Period. That's it. Trey, do you got something more?
Yes, sir.
Hold the line. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. We're going to talk about Trump's plan for the first 100 days here on Free Talk Live, LRN.FM on Skype.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on this live Thursday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Varen.
And Chris.
And we're coming to you live. Like we do every day. Every day, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time. And it doesn't matter if it's Christmas, doesn't matter if it's New Year's, we will be here on Free Talk Live. What I want to tell you about is MyPillow. That's the name brand. Also, it is MyPillow, and it's a great pillow. Chris, you've got one too, right?
I've had one for years.
Yep, and I didn't find out about them until months ago. And at this point, I'm not sleeping like I slept before. I'm just never going to sleep that way again. I want my MyPillow because, A, it holds your head properly in the right position, which is parallel, obviously, to your mattress so that your neck isn't cranked down or cranked up, and it can fix problems with neck pain, headaches, these sorts of things. You know, before you go change out a mattress, change out your pillow. It's significantly less costly with MyPillow. And consider this when you're thinking about your pillow this evening. How long have you had that pillow? How long has it been since you washed it? You can't really wash a pillow unless it's MyPillow. And you can wash it, dry it, and do the whole thing. You go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL to get your MyPillow at half price, or a second pillow for free of charge, whichever. So basically two for one or half price. Remember, if you don't like it, in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last for 10 years. It's MyPillow.com, code FTL. MyPillow.com, code FTL. We'll go back to Trey calling in from Louisiana. He was on for about a minute and didn't get a chance to talk. So, Trey, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was just wanting to also say something about the AMP program.
AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Advertise, market, and promote.
Yes, sir. If you enjoy this show, this election show, if nothing else, amp this show, because this show really makes a difference. You know, in my opinion, it really does. That's about all I had to say, Mark.
Thanks for the call, Trey. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Many people have found out about the ideas of liberty through Free Talk Live. Now, I wouldn't claim to be, you know, the modern-day Murray Rothbard or anything like that.
Oh, come on.
The modern-day Ayn Rand or Heinlein. But Free Talk Live has a mission that is different than essentially every other libertarian outreach organization, in that we bring the message to talk radio, to 150-plus radio stations, hundreds of thousands of people a week, and that means millions of people a year, hear the message of freedom. Now, hopefully we're doing a good job articulating it. If you think we do, then please, $5 a month, it's not much, and there's some perks at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Leonard calling in from Montana. Leonard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good afternoon there, gentlemen. I was just listening to your broadcast, and, you know, I studied history, and I really try to learn more from history after, you know, getting out of school. And I just want to touch on the fact that, and I don't know because I think we're on a delay here, but has the guest ever given any look into the rise of centralized banking as one of the causes for the rise of total war? And I mean, if you look at, you know, we always say, well, you know, we got in the war because of the Lusitania, or we got in the war because the Japanese attacked us. But, you know, if you go back, you know, World War II started because of World War I and, you know, Paris 1919, and we had World War I because some archduke was shot. I mean, this is preposterous. People don't go to war because one guy is shot. That doesn't make any sense. You know, and the German people, they, after World War I, they were devastated. Their debt made ours look silly, even today. And the amount of money that was owed back in terms of resources and man hours made the German man a peasant. And they, literally in the Rhineland, in the Ruhr Valley, these guys were being forced to go to work by French soldiers. You know, how long would Americans put up with that? You know, and Hitler did something that was amazing, never heard of before. It really was a modern miracle. And I'm not, this is not being an apologist for Hitler at all, but he did something that in America I think we would call constitutional money. And he made the printing of money a German constitutional thing, a German government thing, rather than a centralized bank doing it. And it was a debt-free money, and it streamlined the economy, and it exploded. And by 1934,
wouldn't any currency that was printed by a government be debt oriented because let me give you my premise here real quick. So the United States government takes over printing from the Federal Reserve. Right. They already coin money, and they could coin any money they wanted. It wouldn't be difficult at all. The U.S. Mint would take over, tell the Federal Reserve, thanks so much, but we've had enough of your money. No big deal. It wouldn't take much at all to do this. I think they currently make $1 coins, the Sacagaweas. They could easily make $5, $10, $20, whatever they wanted to do. Certainly something they can do. If they began doing that, what's it backed by? If it's not backed by the United States government saying that they will, you know, just saying what
full
it's worth.
Full faith and credit.
Yeah, the full faith and credit. And what that means is they can tax me, they can tax you, they can tax somebody. What they're doing is they're mortgaging our future and turning it into their money. Isn't it still debt-based?
No, I totally understand what you're saying when you're talking about the concept of taxing to service a debt. But let's be clear before we say there's this concept of a debt-based money that the government would print. But when you have a Federal Reserve, which is a private bank like we have, we literally owe back more money immediately the second we borrowed. And the only way to service that debt is to collect taxes. The only solution, guys, really, and I've studied a lot of Ron Paul on this, and I know you guys may or may not like the guy, but
I like Ron Paul.
I think we all do.
Good. Listen, the only way really to solve this is have a competing money. Money is like any other commodity, any other.
That's the real answer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. What? So you have to have money that competes. But what? Given the situation of what was going on, and guys, I'm not a socialist at all, in any way. But given the situation that was going on, you have soldiers in the Ruhr Valley. You know, you have people, you know, literally selling their children for cans of soup. There are going to be angry people, and something has to get done. That got the economy going. That got people going back out to work again and producing things. Money is supposed to be a representation of what we produce, not what we consume. And so if you have, in our economy now, the only thing we produce is money. We really have, we have production in a sense, but we don't have the production that we had in the 40s or the 50s.
Well, our largest export is debt.
Well, right, but manufacturing's more is bigger in the United States now than it ever has been.
But it's not bigger than the debt that we export.
Agreed. I mean, we export our money, which is debt. You know, and essentially hire out our soldiers as mercenaries.
Sure.
I think I don't want to speak for Perry Willis, and he's not on
this hour.
So we can't provide you with his answer. But
this is the best call that we didn't get, though.
Yeah, I kind of wish you could have asked him this directly. I would characterize I would make a response this way: not that fiat money and or reserve central bank currency was responsible for war, but it certainly enabled the continued waging of war in ways that could not have happened in the absence of war.
Yeah, fiat money is the money of war. Go ahead, caller.
Well, and here, listen, this is why, guys. Well, let's be honest. You know, if you have a money that can be printed by people who are unaccountable, and this isn't to say that our government is accountable to us. I mean, there's plenty of examples of
quick,
that.
Quick.
But the point is, if they can print money forever and go to war, and we don't have to tax you straight away for the war, if we had to do that, we'd be eating our dishes and we'd say no to the war.
Yep. Okay. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Free Talk Live.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. We've been all over the board this evening, from Teddy Roosevelt's role in the building of the Japanese Empire to central banking and its role in war. It sounds a little dry, but it doesn't feel like it that way. It's Mark with you.
And Baron.
And Chris.
Baron Swearingen, former president of the Free State Project. Something really exciting happened here in New Hampshire just this week with the election. What happened was the Libertarian candidate for governor happened to get much more than the, was it 2 or 3% that they were was necessary to get ballot access in the state of New Hampshire. Now, there are some new problems as a result. What's that?
It might have been four, but yeah.
Whatever it was pretty exciting. And now the Libertarian Party is basically considered a major party here in New Hampshire. And the candidate that was able to do it, who I'm happy to say I cast a vote for, Max Abramson, is on the line. Max, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, actually, that's exactly what I was going to talk about.
You are the man of the hour, and I got to say, you. I am so excited about what you were able to do.
Yep.
I think that you got some luck with timing, but man, you did it. Who cares? You did it.
So I guess I should call it the bad news, the downside, the glass is half empty. The 4.3% that I got, or 31,000 votes, turned out I only spent about $700 or $800 on the whole campaign.
Holy
so
God.
That worked out to about 3 cents per voter, a little less than 3 cents. The other guys always spend, you know, anywhere from $5 to $10 and sometimes $50 per vote. I think you guys remember when Jeb Bush spent $25,000 per vote in the Iowa caucus.
Yep.
And during the presidential primaries, they spent about $100 per vote. And what a lot of people are talking about is the $6.5 million in out-of-state dark money and soft money that poured in. Of course, I had an advantage that as a state representative, and I had something like 30% or 40% name recognition going in. But we happened to get signs up all over the state. We had a very high social media presence, and we ran a really cost effective campaign.
Of which Free Talk Live is a small part.
I would say it's a large part because a lot of Free Talk Live folks, listeners, got in and volunteered on social media. And I kept seeing my name getting mentioned the last 3 or 4 weeks before the election, getting mentioned all over Facebook and social media. And it was impressive to see how many volunteers suddenly came out in the last 2 weeks.
So what are the results? You can explain this far better than we can. All I know is we made it.
Yeah, well, we made major party status. Lisa Wilbur, who's a Libertarian candidate, runs every year. She got 28% in her town, Weir, two years ago. And she ran again this year, and she got she's about 400 votes shy of getting elected. So
wow.
we're getting better and better. And what we're finding is where we poll best are in places like those really tough wards in Manchester. Is where we've historically gotten the highest numbers. They're the same wards in Manchester where you can't get a pro-liberty person elected as a Republican. The Democrats always win pretty much free and easy, and yet that's exactly where libertarians poll the best. And there are all kinds of hot spots all over the state. So there are some Democratic districts around the state, Democratic wards, that may one day in the next 2 or 4 years, we're getting geared up for 2018 already, may actually start electing libertarian candidates as libertarians.
Hey, Max, one question. This is Chris. What does that mean for people that are going to run for office? I mean, before, libertarians didn't have that major political party label or not recognized by the state. What does that mean going forward for candidates?
If you're going to run for state house right now, you need 150 signatures valid, which usually means about 250 to 300 just to get on the ballot. But right now, because we have major party status now, as recognized by the Secretary of State, you only need to spend $2 filing fee, and you can be on the ballot. And it's the same thing. Now, for statewide races, governor, Senate, Congress, you had to get thousands and thousands of signatures. It took hundreds of hours, hundreds of man hours, and thousands of dollars. Now you just go in and you'll file a whatever $50 or $100 fee, and you're on the ballot.
This is true across the United States. It can be very difficult. Just the amount of time and energy that's put in by minor parties to get on the ballot is it's incredible, and they do it. They do it over and over again. But the libertarians had success not only in New Hampshire but in several states. Isn't that right, Max?
This year we only managed to get about 2 or 2.5% in some other states where they had gubernatorial races. Now we did have in Massachusetts, Tom Simmons, who ran a really high profile, great campaign. He won 9% for Congress, and his congressional district, of course, is about half the size of the state of New Hampshire. So he actually won. He won as many votes as he did just in his congressional race. Now, Sean O'Connor, who ran for Congress here as an independent, won about 36,000 votes. So he won a few more votes, but he spent about $800,000 doing it, whereas I spent about $800 getting 31,000 votes.
Right. I just don't want to understate how important this is for libertarians in the state of New Hampshire. I mean, this is a huge, huge deal.
Yep.
Max, I mean, I thank you for doing what you did, and you certainly got my vote.
Max, I think that something important to point out is not only did you do it, and you deserve the accolades, but there are the people that came before you that ran for this office that helped build the brand,
right,
that helped to put the time in, too. And I think, that, you know, many times those guys, they got vilified as much as they got thanked. You know what I mean?
That.
I mean,
yeah.
Well, you know, Brian Chabot ran for Senate, and he didn't run a high-profile campaign. He did do a lot of work online. But he got 2% just by putting his name in. Now, by contrast, Jill Stein, presidential race, won less than 1% of the vote as a third-party candidate. Gary Johnson won about 4.5%. But remember, this year, for the first time, we got lots of national news media attention. Governors Johnson and Weld got as high as about 16%. I got as high in polls as about 6% among the general public, but they had a student poll that had me as high as 11%. And there were a few schools, large schools, where they had me at about 16 or 17%. So our high water mark right now is actually much higher. So the sky's the limit right now.
Yeah. I hope it keeps going.
Yeah, and for the ability for libertarians to easily get on the ballot for a variety of positions across the state, I think that's just huge. Might have to do another sheriff run.
And with the influx of libertarians coming to New Hampshire, partly due to the Free State Project.
And the Shire Society.
every effort, and there's more than one now to bring them here.
Uh-huh.
It seems like there should be a lot of talent ready to, you know, for people who maybe aren't comfortable with the Democrat or Republican label, to run for office as a libertarian without having to put in the enormous work, the unfair work, really, to get on the ballot.
Well, the Democratic primary is very rigidly controlled by, you know, machine politics, the union officials, the trial lawyers, the school administrators, that whole good old boy network that gets your tax money. So you've got all these safe Democratic districts where the voters really don't have representation. Most of them don't realize they don't have representation. But as we grow the Libertarian Party into this kind of big tent, fiscally conservative but socially tolerant, socially inclusive party, I think more and more people are looking at that, and they really like that message. It's much simpler than trying to spend 15 minutes at their front door trying to explain, you know, the details of the history of the non-aggression principle and da-da-da-da-da. I think fiscally conservative, socially tolerant, I think really hits the nail on the head. And I think that the Northeast is really very much about, you know, voters are very frugal, but at the same time, they may not be as socially conservative or as tied to maybe Southern evangelical ministers and some of the politics of some of the Republican presidential candidates who come in. And I think some of those districts, especially where you got a lot of younger voters, that's where we do really well. And it's exactly where you can't run a liberty person as a Republican, but maybe in a few years we'll be able to run them as a libertarian.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Max. Appreciate it. You can call, too, at lrn.fm. So you're a strong Christian, and you have a strong Christian family.
Yeah.
Why is it how do you see your Christianity and your vote coming together?
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that. This particular election was very, very difficult. I'm not the type of person, unlike some Christians, who has the let's make government be the implement of forcing Christianity on everybody. I'm really a separation of church and state, if you will, sort of person. But I believe certainly that the government ought to not interfere with the free exercise of religion. And unfortunately, there's a lot of that promoted by both the Republican and Democratic parties.
Yeah, God gave us free will.
Yeah.
And that means that you have to give it to other people, too.
That's correct, yeah. And I acknowledge the fact not everybody's a Christian, and the government shouldn't force them to be.
855 453 Free Talk Live.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit Portal. affordablesolarllc.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at portablesolarllc.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to portablesolarllc.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, final segment. Thanks for sitting in with us. It's Mark with you.
And Baron.
And Chris.
Baron Swearengin, former president of the Free State Project, sitting in. Baron, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thank you for the invite. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a reminder to everybody, it's that time of year to do lots of shopping. When you do your shopping, please do it through shop.freetalklive.com. That extra click gives us somewhere between 3% and 7% of your purchase price without costing you anything. You get the same prices, the same service, same everything at shop.freetalklive.com. We've got Amazon and I think Walmart and several other links there. shop.freetalklive.com. So we were going to talk about Trump's first 100 days in office, and he's got so many things he's going to do in this 100 days. It looks like he's going to do a new thing every day.
He's going to do 100 things in one day. I don't know how that's going to work.
Here it is. Second thing, we already talked about proposing a constitutional amendment to impose term limits. Now, proposing a constitutional amendment is certainly possible. I sincerely hope he says, somebody who's written that up already, I'm proposing this. It's huge.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be beautiful.
Second, a hiring freeze on all federal employees to reduce federal workforce through attrition, except for military, public safety, and public health.
Yeah, and I think he can do that all by himself. You know, he's the chief executive. That's
right.
His job.
So hiring freeze?
Yeah.
And now I've read stories where the federal government's complaining that this is already the situation, that their employees are dying off and they're not getting replaced, and, oh, dear, what are we going to do?
Well, it'll just be a further downsizing, and that's not so bad.
And I've also got a story sitting here is currently that says that there's a million more. Let's see. Government workers are now outnumbering manufacturing workers by nearly 10 million. That's how many government workers there are compared to manufacturing. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
And wasn't there a poll that came out that said 25% of all government workers, federal government workers, would leave their jobs if Trump were elected?
Wouldn't that be delightful?
Yeah, that'd be terrible for us.
Maybe that's what he's referring to.
And I've got nothing against people with government jobs. It's just that it doesn't produce anything, or it's somehow a perversion of the marketplace. So in one case, you've got, say, a social worker. Social workers don't really produce anything, although they do a job that might be done by a charity or something like that in the absence of that.
But how many of them work for the federal government? Probably not too many.
Probably not too many.
We're talking about FDA, USDA, TSA.
Bean counters, I guess. Yeah, right. Regulators. Yeah.
When you go back to the early days, I mean, it probably was, okay, we have envoys in the Department of State, and we have maybe some clerical help and things like that.
Yeah.
It's not what it is now, where we've got people that manage parks, you know?
Swarms. Who was it that said swarms? Was that Bastiat?
I don't know.
Yeah. There's swarms. No, that was Jefferson, right? Swarms of bureaucrats that could eat out our substance. That's the Declaration of Independence, I think. Yeah.
Third, a requirement that for every new federal regulation, two existing regulations must be eliminated.
Yeah, I don't think he can. He could propose that. I don't think he can do that. And not only that, if the Congress passes such a thing, it's just up to their honor, which we already know they don't have a whole lot, to abide by it.
Yeah, but regulations are created by the different agencies under the executive branch. That is specifically under Trump. If he says that that's what needs to be done, he tells his secretary or whoever's running EPA, should we still have one, that this is what's going to be done. There's at least somebody there to... Now, I'm not saying that he will, but I'm saying it's not completely out of the,
maybe it's
out of
not
the realm
our,
of possibility.
Yeah, okay, for rules, but anything that's touched by the Congress, he can't do unilaterally.
No,
yeah.
But that's not regulation.
Well, right.
Yeah.
So, the first thing I thought of is they'll just write two provisions in each new regulation to get rid of the same two provisions that they got rid of previously. I mean, it's just the way they choose to write these things.
Yeah.
It's like the, you know, laws, when the, you know, the federal government passes laws and they put all kinds of spending things in them or whatever.
And the real challenge is you do have these career bureaucrats that have been entrenched in these agencies for decades in some cases that's how they stay employed. One of my favorite stories was during, I can't remember which government shutdown it was, but I was doing IT work and I was in D.C. doing work at the Department of Energy. And non-only essential personnel were supposed to be there. I go into the building. It looks like every other day I've ever been there. I'm like, I thought you guys were on a shutdown. It's like, well, everybody's working today to justify their jobs and why they can't be shut down.
The whole government's essential.
And that's what was going. He said, this is going on in every agency in D.C.
Yeah, everything's essential. You're exactly right. Everything's right. Essential as yep. Far as they're concerned. Number four here, a five-year ban on White House and congressional officials becoming lobbyists after they leave government service.
Yeah, I don't know how that... works, to be honest with you, whether or not
it sounds like a law.
Trump can do that or Congress. It may be a law, or it may be merely congressional rulemaking, which is something short of law. But
yeah, sure.
I'm not sure what.
Yeah. Fifth, a lifetime ban on White House officials lobbying on behalf of a foreign government.
Maybe the same story. Don't know.
Are they doing that a lot? I mean, I know that it's distasteful when they go into the employee.
I'm sure Trump would tell you stories about Clinton.
I was going to say.
Sure. There's a lot to do with the Clinton Foundation. Yeah. Sixth, a complete ban on foreign lobbyists raising money for American elections.
And likewise. Although if you listen to Clinton, you know, maybe there's something with Trump, right?
And so he's also got seven actions he'll take to protect American workers. This is going to be a treat, I'm sure. I will announce my intentions to renegotiate NAFTA, or to withdraw from the deal under Article 2205.
I think he's already done that, hasn't he? Announced his intentions?
And he's announced his intentions.
All right, check.
So that's day one.
Yep.
Right.
Easy enough.
Yeah. How to get out of NAFTA? I don't know if you can or, you know, whatever, but... you know, from everything I've been able to see, and admittedly it's the government that, tells you how things went with NAFTA, but it's kind of been a zero-sum game. There's some good stuff, there's some bad stuff, and, you know, basically it's fine. Zero-sum game isn't exactly right, but it's been equaled out to, terrible bureaucracy.
And there are some positive things. I mean, if goods can flow back and forth across a border between countries more easily, that to me as a free market guy is a more positive thing.
I will announce... our withdrawal from the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Probably the same thing like NAFTA. I mean, okay, he's announced it. What does that mean?
And
how did that become law? Is that Congress? Because if it is, he can't really do it by himself.
I don't think it's law yet. I don't know. Maybe
I don't know the status of that.
Some of that stuff happens by treaty, which in one sense he can kind of just do, but I think he actually has to have the Senate's
advice and consent.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Right. So, is that not a two-thirds requirement?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that once it becomes, once the Senate votes on it, it's the Constitution. Once a treaty becomes basically part of the Constitution.
Well, it holds the weight of the Constitution.
Yeah.
You can leave a treaty. There is a way to leave a treaty.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's a way to leave the Constitution. We just don't leave them. third, direct my Secretary of the Treasury to label China a currency manipulator.
Yeah, that's a little weird. Like, okay.
They are.
You're a bad man.
They are, but so are we.
So is the United States.
Yeah. I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah. Does that mean we're going to get rid of the Federal Reserve? Because, okay, call China whatever you want then.
Yeah. Lead by example. That's exactly what we should do.
Fourth, I will direct the Secretary of Commerce and U.S. Trade Representatives to identify all foreign trading abuses that unfairly impact American workers and direct them to use every tool under American and international law to end those abuses immediately.
That's a lot of words that I think means absolutely nothing.
I think it means like this bureaucracy has their job for the next decade.
That's perfect. What does he even mean by that? What's this trade abuse and all that? It's not even defined.
I know, but they'll have to form a committee to determine what trade abuse is.
Easily.
And then we're going to have studies on it, and then we're going to break up into working groups, and we need more people to do that.
He should skip that.
There's certainly regulation that drives up the price of manufacturing in the United States,
sure.
But it's the price of manufacturing. And a lot of the price of manufacturing, unfortunately for the American worker, for low-end manufacturing jobs, is wages.
Yeah.
Either you lower the minimum wage and allow a whole bunch of foreigners to come into the country to, you know, work at these low wage, minimum wage jobs, or that's it. I mean, like, you know, essentially Americans aren't going to take a $4.50 an hour manufacturing job where they sit there and pull a lever, a la Laverne and Shirley. I mean, it's just not going to happen.
Or you devalue the hell out of your currency like the Chinese have done, and then export starts to flow. So.
Well, the regulatory burden is part of the problem, too, which is not, he doesn't have any regulatory authority over China directly.
No.
So if they can do it without the economic burden of the regulations, then they already have an advantage.
It's true. I think a lot of people would prefer not to have the dog food that comes from China, but the dog food that comes from China is probably a heck of a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Let's see. Fifth, I will lift the restrictions on the production of $50 trillion worth of job-producing American energy reserves, including shale, oil, natural gas, and clean coal.
That's going to get the environmentalists pretty wound up.
Yeah.
And maybe he's happy with that.
I he's got a lot of people behind him that want to see more freedom in energy, as far as coal goes.
But at the expense of the environment?
Yeah, it's going to be
up in arms, I'm telling you.
Won't be popular.
Especially because he's the one doing it.
Right. Yeah, even more so. We'll see how it all works out. Should be amusing. Thanks, Varen, so much for coming.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Free Talk Live. Thanks for listening.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.